Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Brad Geddes, co-founder at Adalysis. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. We're going to be talking about Google's new or newish ad formats. But before we get onto that, just tell us a little bit about Brad and about Adalysis and what you do there.
Sure. So I'm Brad Geddes. I've been doing paid search marketing for 18 years. Seems kind of crazy to say that number these days.
Yeah.
I've done many, many things over, obviously, the career. Adalysis is a recommendation engine platform for paid search that specializes in ad testing, but it encompasses quite a few other features.
Now, let's talk about this new Google ad format. When did it change, and sort of, or when is it going to change? And what are the details?
Sure. Google, you know, announced the change back in March. And in the fall, they drastically accelerated the time frame of when it would be available to everybody. And essentially, it's a big change to add formats that by January 27th, you can only make this new ad format. And it's a really big change because we see a lot of new features come from the search engines. But there are new things that you can do. They're optional. This is a forced change. Advertisers must change every single ad they have live in their accounts without exception.
Mm.
And so it forces people to actually do something, not say, I'll go take a look at that feature someday. But you must do this really by January 27th.
Now, just before we drill down into the actual details, do you know what the motivation was behind making this change from Google?
There's a few motivations, right? One is to make organic and ads obviously look more cohesive in how they're formatted. Another one is with more searches occurring on mobile than desktops, an ad format that looks good across both the formats.
Mm.
And there was also the ability for really savvy advertisers to actually make these sort of extended headlines beforehand. And you had a really big sort of difference in performance levels from more savvy and less savvy advertisers. And this kind of evens out that curve a little bit as well.
So what are the details here? Because it's all to do with, it's mainly to do with character limits, isn't it? And headlines and things.
Yeah, a lot of it is, right? So you used to have, you know, one 25 character headline, two 35 character descriptions, and a display URL. Mm. And now you have two headlines, which really means you can put, you know, kind of like when you think of a title tag for organic, right? You've got your keyword-based related information at first, and then you've got why this is important to a user. And so now ads kind of have that format too, with these two headlines and then a very long description line, 80-character description. So you can talk more about why someone should, you know, want a product or service or whatnot.
That's a massive change, isn't it? Because it used to be, am I right in thinking a 25-character headline? Is that right?
Yeah.
And then 35 descriptions. So you've gone from 25 characters to two 230-character headlines?
Yeah. So 230 characters and from, you know, two 35 descriptions to an 80-character description.
Yeah.
So this is the first, you know, text ad format changed since Google launched AdWords in 2002. I mean, this is a 14 years of one ad format. So it's a pretty big change when you think of, you've got 14 years of thinking one way and suddenly everything is different.
So from your viewpoint, Brad, how do you think companies, should be using that second headline?
You know, so this is really one of the most important things to think about upgrades, because you can take your old headline and kind of use it as your new one. But this other headline is really your ability to truly test and see what works well for your consumer base. So we see in retail, you know, putting that either price point, the discount code, or free shipping, bold letters, big headline works really well. And we see in lead gen, taking calls to action, which traditionally ends in ad format, but putting that call to action right in the headline and then maybe reinforcing it in the description line really increases click rates and conversion rates, which is, you know, an important thing too. And so the new headline really is one of the most important lines to really think about how you want to test this and what is the main benefit or feature of something you want a user to see.
Mm. So I'm just thinking, I mean, you alluded to like an upgrade path, if you like. I'm just wondering how we should be, you know, existing ads, how should we be sort of tweaking them for the new format?
Well, so step one actually is that question, right? Do you want to tweak or do you want to rewrite?
Yeah.
And this is the big thing, because you can take your old headline, make it your new headline, take your old description line too, make it your new headline too, and then, you know, write some new, more encompassing description. And that's an easy pathway, right? But that's tweaking. It's kind of using what you've built and tested in an old ad format and hoping it works well in a new one. Or you can kind of start over. And of course, starting over, kind of reimagining ads is a huge amount of work. So what we usually recommend to people is one of two things, right? One, take your top ad groups that get a lot of traffic. Reimagine the ads, do a lot of testing to see what really works, and then use more formulas to upgrade all your other ads. Because a lot of them will never get enough data to really get statistical significance. Or upgrade things, go through a standard upgrade process, right, just to get everything to the new format, especially retailers who, you know, they're going to make 25 to 40% of the revenue in the next month.
Yeah.
And then, you know, move it there and then start sort of tweaking and testing your H2, but at least have everything in the new format, because there's an early mover advantage of, you know, you've got right now Google serves the new ads, which are huge, alongside the old ads, which are small. And so there's a really big first mover advantage, even just when you think of how much real estate percentage you take up compared to the old ad formats.
So they're showing these new formats already, Brad. Is that right?
Yeah, they've been showing them for a few months now, and they co-mingle. So you can see huge differences in your metrics if you've got the new ETAs versus the old standard STAs.
Yeah. And just for our listeners' information, we're recording this on the 2nd of December, but it probably won't go out until well into January, so probably close to that sort of cutoff date of the 27th. Now, I'm guessing, Brad, you did mention that the 27th was the cutoff date. Does that mean that any ads in the old format just won't be showing after that date?
No, after that date, you can no longer create the old format.
Okay.
Google has not stated when they will stop showing the old ad formats. It appears, and I use this word, you know, loosely when you talk about Google, right? But it appears that somewhere in near the end of Q1, STAs will be done, which means if you're lazy and haven't done this, you might not be advertising in Q2.
Right. Now, there are some changes, a little birdie tells me, in the way that URLs are displayed, specifically subdomains. Tell us about how that works.
Yeah, so in the old world, you could basically write your display URL. And the only caveats were the actual domain had to be where a user went. But you could make up subdomains, you can make up landing pages, whatever you wanted to. Now, you start by giving Google a URL. And then you can only write your folder pathways. Now, while this seems like a subtle change, the problem is you've got people using, you know, Unbounce or WordPress, you know, subdomain for just landing pages.
Yeah.
And they often call them landingpages.mysite.com.
Right. Right.
Or lead pages. And so now your domain, your display URL is leading off with that marketing message, which is often like you're promoting lead pages or Unbounce or someone else. Right. And so if you're using subdomains which have poor naming conventions, that's going to be inherited without any control to override that.
That's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yes.
And also, campaigns by device type is being brought back in. How does this affect upgrades?
So this kind of brings us back in a way to several years ago when you could, you know, make a mobile only or desktop only or tablet only campaign. This is back. So you can make a tablet only or mobile only campaign. So there's no longer the ability to have sort of device preference by ads. In the old world, you could have your regular ad and then a mobile preferred ad, and they'd serve by device types. Now you got to switch your campaign that way. An entire campaign is either mobile only or all devices. So before you really start upgrading ETAs, you should step back first and say, do we want mobile only and desktop only campaigns? Because if it's yes, now you're really writing your ads to say like, hey, mobile specific offers or call us because it's a mobile based device versus, you know, fill out a lead form. I mean, obviously you use a little better marketing message than that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, step one is really don't upgrade without thinking about your devices first. So really think about your devices first. Are you going to, you know, manage everything in one place for ease of use? Then your ads on all devices, you got to write it that way. Or are you going to, you know, start to personalize ad device combinations, which means that should be part of your upgrade path because you're going to have to, you know, split everything apart, then customize ads by devices.
Well, it's a fascinating area. What would you say if there was one top tip, Brad, you could put out there for people who might not even have heard of this? What would it be?
Oh, gosh. It would be start, figure out your migration path and test your H2 because it's okay to be a touch lazy. And I use that word loosely because, again, I know all marketers, me included, can be lazy at times, especially when you've got huge accounts, right? Take your, you know, current headline, make your new headline. Take your current D2s and make them your H2s, but really play to see what happens if it's a call to action, a discount. Think that as your main new promotional line. And then write 80 character descriptions. We see huge differences of people who just wrote 30 character descriptions versus 60. It's a big difference. So even if it's like campaign by campaign, hey, these are services, one big description. These are, you know, high-end products, one big description. It's okay to write some common ones, but make sure you're using the characters.
Yeah.
And then start testing. It's okay to take that kind of lazy upgrade path to switch formats, but then really test, and the H2 is the place to start testing with.
Fascinating. Well, Brad, thanks so much for coming on. Before we go, how can our listeners find out more about you and more about Adalysis?
Sure. So I'm often on Twitter at BG Theory or Adalysis, Adalysis.com is our ad testing platform with a pretty robust blog and community as well. So either one of those places, and I'm at every SMX if you go to conferences pretty much around the world. So I'm always somewhere available if there's an SMX nearby.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Brad. And thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm Dr. Pod, DocTorPod on Twitter and LinkedIn. And we're looking for some more questions because we want to do some more questions and answers episode. So email and telephone magic line are the email is podcast@sitevisibility.com. And the magic telephone line is +44 1273 256 150 if you want to leave an audio question or comment. Well, that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Brad.
Thank you, Andy.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hey, Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.